Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Oh yeah, he's back. The crack of the bat, the ping of the crossbar, and the roar of the crowd. We cover everything you want to talk about. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. And Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, episode 190, leaving the harbor here, Canada's only live morning sports show. I'm your host, Rod Peterson. We filled up the bunker today. You see the co-host, Darren DuPont, here.
Have we ever.
And the Duke, Derek Myers. How's it going, gents?
Really good.
Good.
I'm up about 10 pounds, apparently. We filled it up.
I guess so. That's a Facebook ads 10 pounds, they say. Maybe 20.
Speaking of adding 10 pounds, I was feeling very out of shape at the breakfast table this morning.
That's why I'm not a breakfast guy. I'm a coffee guy. I'm just not a breakfast guy.
No,
except for Sundays.
And I'm not either, right? I don't usually eat breakfast. You know, I don't eat till noon. But sitting across from Phil this morning, I mean, that guy's in shape, and I'm feeling so inadequate eating, you know, hash browns and mashed butter and bacon and.
Hit the gym, buddy. Get in the gym. Okay, we are off and running. Big show today. Our NFL insider, Tori Gurley, is going to be joining us. And when we get to the show topics, we have some NFL topics to get to. Of course, he can talk CFL and so forth. Former Green Bay Packer, Cleveland Brown, Argo, Bomber. He's been around. Tori Gurley will be with us later on today. From TSN Radio Edmonton, Dave Jamieson. He's going to be giving us an Oilers update, but he's got two Grey Cup rings with his time with the Edmonton Eskimos. We'll chat about the Evil Empire a little bit with him. Amanda Ruler, overall badass. She's going to be in here. And we've got the Duke, Derek Myers, who did not take the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League very long to notice that he's wearing a Saskatchewan hockey t-shirt. The SJHL has already written in. The Duke, looking like the Duke of our hearts in that shirt. So the SJ's paying attention. Everybody's paying attention.
I'm back in. It's been a long time since I lived in the rural areas, and but after this year, I'm working with the SJHL and doing some of those games, especially with you guys. I'm back in. I'm following, and I'm back.
Well, it's highly underrated. A lot of fun. So let's get to the Magnificent Seven show topics, which actually have swelled to the Elite Eight with a late ad, and I'm swapping the first point and the last point. So. The very first point comes up to me. We've got a lot of reaction out of Winnipeg, guys. A lot of reaction out of Winnipeg.
What'd you do now?
Both good. Mostly good. I got to the point where, folks, if you've been following the evolution of this show, when we launched June 3rd, I said, you wait, by Labor Day, they're going to love me in Winnipeg. Took a little longer than that. But less than a year.
And it's happened.
And it's happened. So I got people DMing me from Winnipeg because I'm very accessible. They're writing me on Instagram and Twitter going, what's with this Luke Mullender? Why is he trolling us so bad? Why does he say such mean things? That's one thing I'm getting from Winnipeg. And another is, you guys probably saw it, a guy wrote us yesterday and said, you never talk about the Jets. And actually, we talked for a long time about the Winnipeg Jets yesterday. So I told him I beg to differ. Posted the clip from yesterday's show, but it's the Jets and the Oilers tonight. So let's just drop anchor for a minute on that. What do we think? It's playoff hockey again every night. It's must-see TV.
So tight.
It really is. The fact that it's in Edmonton, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not in Winnipeg. So that will, you know, favor the Oilers, but because Winnipeg's just been so good at home lately, six in a row at home. They're fairly healthy. Goaltending's doing really well. They're scoring. They're doing a lot of things really, really well. And Edmonton, quite frankly, as of late, is not. The only thing Edmonton's doing well is putting up points.
They're getting points.
They're getting points, and they're winning. But the process isn't very good right
now. Grinding out points.
Yeah, and eventually that's going to catch up with you if you don't get the goaltending every night. But it's going to be a really good game because, you know, Edmonton's looking to have a better process, look better 5-on-5, you know, get a few more shots. And Winnipeg's tooth and nail. I think they're out of the playoffs as we wake up this morning because Nashville
won last night. But if they win tonight, they'll be in.
But if they win tonight, they'll be right back in. Yeah. Every game's a game seven. A little less pressure on Edmonton. That's why I like the Jets tonight.
Here we go from John Ohm in all caps. He says, I love this show. I'm from Winnipeg. So I'm telling you, I worked really hard to work back into the good graces with Winnipeg, and I'm happy to say that it's happened. We're Winnipeg's morning talk show. That's the case. Calgary, it's going to take a little while. May never happen, but I'm okay with that. We got to have somebody to bang on, and so do they. So Jets Oilers tonight. Point two, did you notice Rob Gronkowski is about to sign with the WWE.
Of course he is. Of course, I mean, of course he is. Why, was that not the most natural fit of all time?
I would rather have had him sign in the NLL. There was talk of that. I'd rather see Gronk playing sports for real than running out in his underwear, smashing chairs over people, acting. That's just me.
I don't think he's the first slash last guy. I mean, remember back in the day when Karl Malone was in there, Rodman was in there. I mean, it is.
Into pro wrestling?
Yes. It is the World Wrestling Entertainment Company. I mean, it's all about entertainment. Who's more entertaining as an athlete than Gronk? I mean, we all want to go on the Gronk cruise, the party cruise. I mean, come on.
Well, at one time, I don't know if I still do.
Where coronavirus probably originated was on, or some sort of virus originated on that.
He's been responsible for a few of them that have gone around.
I mean, the guy's entertaining.
But that's what it's going to be. That's what I feel like it's going to be. It's not going to be like Gronk on the football field being exciting and entertaining and a little bit eccentric. It's going to be like Gronk at a pool party in his underwear, being completely immature and crazy. And I don't know if it's going to play well or not.
He's not winning the championship or anything here.
I know.
How do you know? Have you been talking to Vince McMahon?
He's just bringing eyeballs. Maybe he'll be in Regina. Isn't the WWE?
I don't know. Some guy
here?
Said to me, like, we're getting a lot of suggestions of what we should have on the show. Guy said you should have a pro wrestling show. Another guy said you should have a fantasy football segment. You know what? People really love to be told how to do their jobs. They love it.
Hey, Clark, are you taking notes?
Yeah. We'll decide. We do the talking. You do the watching. Moving on to point three. The coronavirus has not hit Prince George. You've noticed that the World Women's Curling Championship, which begins, I think, was it this weekend? It's going on full steam ahead. So it's nice to see that not everything's been canceled. However, I got a news release this morning from the National Lacrosse League, one of my favorite leagues. It says, after consultation with the NLL's medical advisors and public health experts, all team locker rooms will only be open to players and essential team personnel until further notice. Media access will be maintained in designated locations outside of the locker room setting. Teams shall also limit other fan interactions, and the league will continue to closely monitor this situation and take any further steps necessary to maintain a safe environment.
Sounds a lot like the WHL's, their
and the suggestion. NHL and just about every league. But I just wanted to say the World Women's, the show will go on. No, they don't open their locker rooms anyways, so it doesn't really matter.
No, they don't. They meet in a media area as well.
Moving on to point four of the, well, swelled to nine show topics today. Can you come up with something nine?
The Divine Nine.
The Divine Nine. Thank you.
That's pretty good.
I knew I had you here for a reason.
Wow.
And good night.
Point four, the Moose Jaw Warriors. The Moose Jaw Warriors are allowing free admission to any kids 12 and under for the rest of their home games for the rest of the year. I love it. Absolutely love it. Get them in the building.
Yep.
Didn't help last night that they got shabackled 6-0 by the Saskatoon Blades. But whatever. Wonderful marketing initiative by the Moose Jaw Warriors, one of my favorite teams. Why are you laughing over there?
Well, it's just because the first story we just had was about, we're not allowing people and things at sporting events and maybe canceled and going in. The Warriors, open up the barn gates, get everybody in. Come on in.
To hell.
Let's have a good time.
Talking about a few places that are not affected by the coronavirus.
Exactly.
Or may I say, not scared of the coronavirus.
And it's also great marketing, because how many 12-year-olds are rolling up to the rink by themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Not happening.
I've always said, get the kids in the gate. The parents are the ones paying the bill anyway. I love it.
Warrior, I wanted to get that in there because the Warriors are good partners of the show, and there's a lot of comments coming in from viewers saying, good job, Warriors, and I agree. Point five, the NFL CBA vote, which we discussed a little bit yesterday. All players were supposed to have their yes or no votes for the new CBA in by tomorrow. They've pushed it back to Saturday. Do we care? I really don't. I'm just mentioning it because this is one of the NFL news items now.
It's a big deal. I mean, when you think about the high-end players like the Aaron Rodgers and the
Russell Wilsons
and those guys who have come out against it. And you talked about, you know, who it really benefits. And if you're going to add an extra game, and the talk is that this is really a stepping stone to an 18-game regular season in the NFL, which is what they really want. For the big guys, what's an extra couple hundred thousand dollars or an extra $1 million when you're making 20, 30, 40 million a year, you know, when you're a high-end guy? What's really going to matter to the low-end guys, right? Because an extra game check, two extra game checks, that matters. That means a lot. So they're in favor of it. And what these guys lose, you know, and wear and tear on the body.
The players are not United. I was watching this morning on ESPN. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers is not in favor of this new CBA. He'll be voting no. Russell Wilson will be voting no. You know what it is, Derek, is they're adding, bumping up the minimum salary in the National Football League.
That doesn't affect the top end.
Doesn't affect the top. Well, they're not getting as much money. Any added money is going to the rookies, not to the vets. Yeah. So that's what they're upset about. So even the union itself is not united. And you don't have enough money, Aaron Rodgers? I mean, that's why this is where you lose me.
He's in the business of being in business, Rod. I know it's going to make...
Then everybody's looking out for themselves.
Yeah, I know.
Let's just say what it is then.
It is.
You're not in it together then.
But when has any of these unions really seemed like they are together when it comes to baseball, hockey? I mean, the CFL, they crack like an egg. Their players' union when it comes to these negotiations. Everybody has selfish angles when it comes to these things. I find it very difficult for these unions to have a lot of power because there's so many different perspectives at play.
I did hear the term work stoppage floated this morning.
We'll see.
But I don't believe it. I'm just saying that's the first time that I've heard a potential work stoppage for the National Football League in 2020.
Call me when Tom Brady signs.
Point six, Darrell Walker. We kind of skimmed over this. You were talking about CFL topics. Is it a good move for him to wait? He's talking about waiting out all of the spring, all of training camps, getting into the regular season, and seeing who has the biggest need first for him. I'm not sure that's the best move, but that's the move he's going to make because I think a lot of teams will have their money committed by then. The point that was going to be point one, I flipped it to near the end. Riders not a super team. In the time we have left here in the rollout for Flooring Superstores, I want to talk about that because last night at Ballers, our indoor ball league, our last game of the year, and man, did we even win a game? Playoffs. Players want to win a game. We won one game, I heard Clark shout from the back. We were bad. Ruby, red, rotten. But anyways, a guy last night said, he goes, I'm worried about the Riders. He was going around the table.
Really?
And it's actually quite funny because Mike Abumeshwick was sitting beside me. And the guy said, what do you think of the Riders? Well, how are they going to be this year, Abu? And he goes, well, I don't know. How do you think they're going to be? And he looked at me. That's a little move that I taught him years ago. Because they just want to get it off their chest, what they think. They're just being polite and asking you.
Right.
And so we laughed, and again, the guy goes, I'm worried. And we're like, what are you worried? Because I'm not worried. I don't think anybody's worried. This guy's worried, and he brought up a good point. This is not a super team like 2013. And I get it. I mean, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, no, and no, I'm repeating what the guy said.
I'm thinking of the guy, not you. Your words are...
No, he's right. I mean, I remember first day of training camp in Saskatoon. I've mentioned this many times. Walking out, watching the guys stretch, and I'm like, my word, this is like a Mercedes car lot. Ricky Foley, G. Roy Simon, you know, Keith Schuldigan, Dwight Anderson, you know, not to mention Chick, Getzlaff, all the stars. It's a star-studded team. Rob Bag. This is not necessarily that. It's not that per se. But they're still the Vegas odds makers' number one team to win the West and be in the Grey Cup.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm not worried. But here's a guy who's a staunch Rider fan saying he is.
Does he need a super team? Like I'm just trying to think around the league. Who is a super team?
Hamilton
right now?
Is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe. Yeah, in the East. I think the West is literally a giant coin flip this year. It was close last year. I think it's going to be closer this year. Like, it is just continually tightening and tightening. Calgary is slowly coming back to the pack. Obviously, Winnipeg has improved vastly, and I would say they're my number one team going into the season because they're the kings of the castle until you knock them off. But the Riders are right there.
Sure they are. Who's better? That was my question.
We expect the Eskimos to have a better season to be right there. But do I say, oh, they're miles ahead of the Riders? No.
But nobody wants a coin flip. That's the thing. Nobody wants a coin flip.
They want to destroy everybody on the path to the Grey Cup.
No, but nobody wants to do anything in life unless there's no risk.
Sure.
Right? I'd love to be able to start a business, but I don't know if I can make ends meet. Well, you got to take the shot, and you might. You know, and everybody's scared of getting loud on social media and really saying we're going to beat you or, you know, how it used to be because they're scared that they might have egg on their face if their team doesn't win. But I'll tell you this, if you go through it and you do win, it feels so much better. Money earned versus money won, right? I think they want that slam dunk to know it's at home. They don't want to commit to buying Grey Cup tickets and buying these season tickets to go to the Grey Cup.
You had me until the end.
That's spoiled, though.
They want to win, and they don't want to be stressed about it. Yeah, that's it. It's like spoiled. The Rush game on the weekend where I want a nail biter. I want it to go down to the final minute. No, it was 17-7. The Rush just stomping the Vancouver Warriors. And every goal that went in, the crowd's getting louder and louder and louder. They don't want stress. 2013, they really didn't. They won the game 45-23 in the Grey Cup game. They kicked everybody's butt. Mm-hmm. They were kicking ass all year. That's what people want. I'm just saying, sorry, you're not going to get it.
I wonder if
we need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Dave Jamieson of TSN 1260 Edmonton. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore on The Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live and Listen Live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, get into a brand new Ford Escape for just $22,296 plus tax. And save up to $20,000 on 2019 Super Duties. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest Ford store, Capital Ford Lincoln in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Everybody, welcome back. Just ahead of going to the City of Champions, a sports update this morning for Ballers Rec Room and Red Bull Canada. JT Miller scored the only goal in the shootout as the Vancouver Canucks defeated the New York Islanders 5-4 to crawl back into a wild card spot in the tight NHL Western Conference. The win gives the Canucks 78 points and moves them into a tie with Winnipeg and Nashville for the two wild card playoff spots in the West. Winnipeg at Edmonton tonight. On Sportsnet and TSN 3, by the way. Nicholas Deslauriers scored the fastest hat trick in Anaheim history. Ryan Miller made 40 saves, and the Ducks rolled to a 5-2 victory over the Ottawa Senators last night. Deslauriers completed a natural hat trick 11:49 into the game. Auston Matthews is 3 goals away from 50. He scored his 47th of the season to lift the Leafs to a 2-1 win over Tampa in Toronto. And the Montreal Canadiens stretched their losing streak to 3 games by falling 4-2 to the visiting Predators. The World Women's Curling Championship in Prince George, B.C. will go ahead as planned starting Saturday. B.C.'s provincial health officer says the province and the Northern Health Authority have been working with the event's organizers to limit the risk of coronavirus transmission. Meanwhile, the NLL issuing a statement this morning. They'll be closing all locker rooms but for mandatory team personnel. That is your morning sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination. And for Red Bull Canada, watch out for the Red Bull Wings team making appearances at some of the Rod Peterson Show on location events throughout the summer. Red Bull is launching a new peach edition, which is exclusively available at 7-Eleven and Loblaws Superstore and No Frills. We're going out on video chat right now to, as I mentioned, the City of Champions. We've got the great Dave Jamieson with us, the host of the aptly named Dave Jamieson Show. Good morning, David. How are you?
Great, Roddy. Thanks for allowing me to invite myself on your show. I don't typically do that, but I'm very glad that you've had me today.
I got a story for you. When you wrote us on Twitter and said, what do I need to do to get on the show? My first thought was hitting reply and saying, you need to be popular in Edmonton. But then I thought, you and I would be the only... I know. I said you and I would be the only ones to get that humor, and then I'd just look like a jerk. But you get it, right, Dave?
I love it. I don't know why I'm still on either, but anyhow, we'll keep fooling.
Oh, hey, you're royalty in that town. There's no doubt. You heard our question about the Riders. I'm going to come around on that. You're the owner, proud owner of two Grey Cup rings when your time with the Edmonton Eskimos, the multi-time winner of the PR Award and the CFL. No. They should have called it the Dave Jamieson Award.
They should
rename it. And they may still. But first, it's a playoff game tonight at Rogers Place, God's Arena, Oilers-Jets. What are your thoughts on this game tonight?
Well, the Oilers better not allow 45-plus shots on goal for another night, because this is a disturbing trend. Listen, the Oilers have been very fortunate to extract points from games where they have not been the better team. You know, when you have the luxury of having Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, and there is, you know, a supporting cast, but when you've got those two, you have the rare ability to play poorly and still win games. And they're not, you know, they're getting points. But I think anybody who's watched this team over the course of the year has to be applaud their resilience, but also be concerned that they are leaving too much to chance and too much to the goaltenders. Listen, Koskinen has been really quite superb on many nights. Mike Smith has been a revelation. How long this can continue, I don't think anybody thinks Mike Smith is the goalie of the future. But they're kind of, I'd like to say, fooling people. That's not fair, because they're worthy of where they are in the standings, but this is not playoff hockey the way they're playing right now.
That's, you know, I saw what Dave Tippett said after the game the other night. He was not happy with the loss to Vegas, and you guys jump in any time, but I just want to get the mindset of the Oiler Nation, Dave, their fans. Like, just getting into the playoffs, I would have thought in year one of the Holland Tippett regime would be enough. In Toronto, I think making the playoffs and see what happens is enough. Winnipeg, they want to win a Stanley Cup. There's some teams that just want to make the playoffs and some that want to win it all. Where's Edmonton in that?
Well, it's Edmonton, Rod, and you know, you we still cling to City of Champions, even though the hockey team has been not championship worthy for many, many years. Now, all of that said, some people feel that championships for the Oilers and even the Eskimos is something of a birthright. Well, it's not. It's a different NHL, certainly, and everyone knows how difficult it is to win the Stanley Cup. I'm with you. I would have thought playoffs in the first year of Ken Holland's tenure here would be manna from heaven. And the fact that they find themselves in this place this late in the year and, you know, keeping pace with Vegas, I don't think they're going to catch them. But I think it's an overachievement, to be quite honest. Going into this season, my expectations were not lofty. And a lot of the listeners to this station were like, well, if he did nothing other than trade Milan Lucic, then it's a win.
That is kind of funny.
I'm serious. I mean, yeah, listen, no. People were not, I mean, you had, look, going into the season, I mean, let's just recap. You had no depth. You had one line. You had two question marks in goal. And, you know, yes, you had Dave Tippett, but, you know, so there were lots of question marks. Oh, and by the way, Connor McDavid, nobody knew that he was as seriously injured as we learned from that documentary. So to say that the Oiler fans should go, yeah, this is exactly where we should be, is false.
That being said, and having lived in that town and been around that building a lot, I mean, you mentioned the dry years. Up until a couple years ago, they had a nice little run in the playoffs together, and that seemed to be, okay, this is the turning point. Only, you know, one step forward, five steps back. You host a radio show out there. I mean, is it cautious optimism? Is everybody pushing all their chips in? What is the feeling in Edmonton over this squad right now?
Well, it's a great question, because, you know, Holland managed the expectations upon getting the job. And I think a lot of people, because he's Ken Holland, he's got equity in the sport. And so people trusted him. But once success starts to build, I mean, Oiler fans are probably not dissimilar to any other fan base. They start to get greedy. So they want, well, give me more. Give me more. Let's make deals at the trade deadline. And so you could feel it turning. We're close. And then the texts start coming in. Let's go for it. You know, the window is closing for McDavid and Draisaitl, who last time I checked are both, you know, have much hockey still to be played in their careers. But that's it. It turned. I mean, Oiler fans feel like, why can't we come out of the Western Conference? Why can't? So that's a good thing, because this was, frankly, a dispirited fan base for many years and for all the right reasons. So now you can see it. It's not a mirage off in the distance. It feels real to them.
To the CFL, which you love talking about, Dave, and you saw our conversation near the end of last segment about the Riders, and one fan saying he's concerned that it's not a super team, it's not an all-star team like 2013. What's the view of this club from the outside, for as much as you've paid attention to it, in a year that they're hosting the Grey Cup? Because, as you know, that comes with its own set of pressure-filled circumstances.
Oh, sure it does. I think it's a very good team, Ron, and I love the job Craig Dickinson has done. And I think he's, excuse me, has built a very good staff there. And you know, you'll say, well, okay, it's a coaching staff. But listen, you can get good quickly in the Canadian Football League. You can go from 3-15 to the next year being in the Grey Cup. So, but what I like is that Saskatchewan, and it, this may not placate the fan who wants a super team and to, you know, roll through the entire league, is you don't necessarily have to be that in order to have success in the CFL. This Western Division is, I mean, it feels, you know, again, I'd like to think BC can't be worse. I think Calgary's come back to the pack. And I think the Saskatchewan Roughriders are very nicely placed to be the team playing in and hosting the Grey Cup. I mean, I've worked a number of Grey Cups. The Eskimos hosted in 2002 and lost to the Montreal Alouettes. And won the following year in your great city in 2003. So it can be a heavy burden to know you're hosting the game, and all the fans, of course, want to see their team in that game. But I think Saskatchewan's in a real nice place. You've got a quarterback, and a very good one, and one the fans and his teammates love. Start there and work with that.
I like it.
100% agree. Yeah. That's why he does what he does. That's why he's the man.
Yeah. Well, I just say, what more do you want from a team? They are the Vegas odds makers to win the West as it is. But they're not perfect. But no teams are. No. Which flip, yeah.
I mean, Rod, I love the last line there. No teams are. There's always a deficiency. I mean, it may not be a glaring one. But the thing, I mean, I think, you've got great leadership there with Jeremy O'Day. And if you've got good scouts out there, you can find football players. Now, I mean, obviously, there's lots of swings and misses. But if your talent procurement group is doing their job and you've drafted well and developed your Canadians, you should be good. You know, the only thing that it'll get in the way is obviously some misfortune, some injuries, and that sort of thing. But in terms of where the West is right now, I don't think anyone has necessarily separated themselves from the pack. And that's not a bad thing. I mean, we like competition. I mean, God, the West has been the division to watch in this league for, God knows how long. So Saskatchewan fans, and it may sound strange coming from a guy in Edmonton, just you'll be okay. You'll be fine.
How nice it would be if the other four teams would just lie down, and that doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bud Grant, by the way, famously said the CFL West is the toughest division in all of pro football, and that includes the National Football League, and it usually is. Now, so to the Eskimos, because they're not laying down. You got a new coach there in Scott Milanovic, and the last time I was in Edmonton, which wasn't that long ago, they're talking about Scott Milanovic. They're a believer in this guy. How about you?
Absolutely. When in my 1 year as president of the Edmonton Rush, we have brought Ricky Ray in after he won the Grey Cup. They won the Grey Cup in Toronto, and we brought him to a Rush game to be the honorary captain and do some stuff around the game to promote it. And Ricky and I were driving in from the airport, and I asked him, you know, how he liked being in Toronto and working with Scott Milanovic. And he was such an unabashed fan of him. He goes, he's the best coach I've worked with in any level of football. And of course, he had success with Danny Maciocha and here in Edmonton, and also Tom Higgins. Of course, he went to the NFL for 1 year with the Jets. He, you know, played college, obviously, but he didn't hesitate. He thinks Scott Milanovic has his teams better prepared than anyone he'd ever worked with. And I think that's high praise from, you know, Ricky Ray, who kind of was okay at the position.
And I got to ask you one, Dave, as I get older, the years don't run together. The decades are starting to run together. So, Touchdown Atlantic, were you there with the Eskimos when they've played in it?
Yes.
Okay, so
yes, I was.
I don't know if you noticed this morning, the news release has come out that the game's already sold out, which didn't take long. There weren't a lot of seats available. I'm hoping they add to it, but what's your recollections of Touchdown Atlantic and your thoughts on a 10th team in Halifax?
Well, the 10th team, please, can we have it like today, later today? I think it's essential for growing this league. My recollection of that trip was we tagged it on the end of, we'd been in Montreal, then went down to Moncton. And it was great because they hadn't had it. We were the first team in to play in many years. They hadn't had a game down in the Maritimes for many years, but the fans were wonderful. We did some events at schools, and we went, you know, got in a bus and had lobster over in PEI. So it was a real opportunity for us, selfishly, the Eskimos, and I think the team we were playing. And I can't even remember if it was the Argos that day. I think it was the Argos back then. Yeah, I think they had a similar experience. I mean, it's an area of the country that they do love their football, and you know they've certainly produced a number of players that have gone on to the CFL. But they want one of their own, and I'm pretty robust on the idea. In fact, I'm more bullish on the idea of a 10th team and the importance of it than I am on 2.0. And I know the grander vision of it, but I think that 10th team really just, you know, solidifies the grand old three-down league.
Well, thank you, because I've been saying that. And if you've got to spend a lot of capital on something, I would rather it be the Schooners than 2.0. But, yeah. David, we'll let you go. Just a guess, you'll be talking hockey on your show today?
It'll ever be thus, Roddy, until the Oilers are either hoisting a cup or out of the playoffs. Hockey drives it, as you know, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And, you know, we'll just sort of sit back and see how this game plays out tonight. But, you know, the Oilers, the margin for error right now is not great. And they you know, they're getting pressure from underneath, and they still have visions of Vegas ahead of them. They got to bring it every night.
Awesome. Well, David, as I knew you would, you knocked it out of the park. Let's do this again soon, because it's going to be a fun spring for sure.
Thank you, my friend.
David Jamieson joining us from TSN 1260 Edmonton, midday talk show host there in the City of Champions. So a lot of interesting things
said
there.
The gospel according to Dave. I agree with everything the man had to say.
He's
this
so
makes
good.
For terrible talk, television, Facebook, radio.
You don't have to argue. Hey.
But he's on. I agree with him.
By the way.
He's bang on with
funny you say that. I got a lot of things to talk about here with Touchdown Atlantic and the Riders and the Eskimos and the Otters and the Jets. But as I've been saying all week, since we made the announcement Friday that we're going on Game Plus TV, it's changed my world, and stupid me for not realizing how big of a deal that it is, because I'm getting a lot of people writing me saying, what's your show all about?
Right.
And I said, well, if you want to go back to how we started it all, Darren, what did I say? The View, but for guys. Hmm. A mid-morning sports talk show. Who's writing the novel? Nelson. And the guy says, well, I hope you're not screaming all over each other like they do on The View, because I get tired of that. You know, Whoopi's yelling at Joy and this and that. And I'm like, well, sounds like you're watching.
I was going to say, whoa,
but
that's a little close.
So I guess if you want to talk about what we are, it is The View for guys, sure. Right? Going to national television.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say it's The View for guys. I would say it's The View for sports fans, because you have a lot of females.
Very high female viewership.
Listen to the politician.
Well, yes,
spin it, right?
38%.
There we go.
38% female viewership.
It's true. I'm just wondering, now that you guys are like really launching into superstardom here, do you have to get a makeup sponsor? And are you guys going to get... you know, a little.
We were
little
wearing makeup
on
for a while, and I just felt awkward about it.
I'm wondering what sort of changes
that
come, because you know people say fame don't change them. Well, I'm just wondering if you're gonna,
You know what? Speaking of big announcements, all that's exciting for us. But you did have. You were introduced in the legislature the other day.
I was.
That's exciting.
It was really cool, actually. Yeah, it was really nice. Minister Beaudry Miller introduced me to the assembly as the candidate for Walsh Acres. I mean, it's just a little blur, but it's it was a really neat moment. And actually, even cooler was there was a gal in there being introduced. She'd won a bronze medal at the Special Olympics, and I want to say it was Angela, but I'm not 100% sure if I can remember her name. She was out of her mind excited, and it made it really, really, really special to see how much it meant to her, and it meant that much to me as well. But it was just a really neat thing, and I really appreciated it. So
good. I wanted to point that out.
Thanks.
Now back to our Divine Nine show topics. I didn't even get to them all. Like, wow, is there a lot of stuff on the table?
Yeah.
Just back on that Ryder thing for a second, and I think that'll kind of be a theme through the whole show. And you hit on it best. People don't want to sweat. They don't want to be nervous. They want the Riders to crush everybody on the way to the Grey Cup, which they ostensibly did in 2013. They really did. They didn't sweat much all year. You knew they were the best team in the league by this far, and they went out and proved it. And looking back, it looked easy. It wasn't. There was a lot of sweating and hand-wringing behind the scenes. Boy, believe me, I saw it.
BC game was not a gimme in the West semifinal.
Until Darren put the team on his back.
That was late. Like,
but overall...
Yeah, no, I know.
You knew the Riders had a chance, a better than puncher's chance to win it all back then. And with this team, again, what more do you want? There are some holes. The D tackle position, that Sam linebacker position, while I think Otha Foster is serviceable, he's not an all-star. He's not, and he's been out of football for a year, which doesn't necessarily mean a lot. They have not re-signed their starting right tackle, Thad Coleman, who's been there for three straight years. Is it maybe four? He's only missed one game. So there are some questions.
But we're starting to split hairs pretty fine at that point. I mean,
yep. That's what we do around here.
I think. I mean, when you look at some of the receivers that they've locked back in, the defensive secondary, I think, is all back. You know, like.
They are.
And you got your quarterback. I mean, you got the guy. You got the number one spot. I'm not saying they're a super team by any stretch of the imagination, but it's kind of a comfortable position. Like, think where you were 12 months ago. And how you felt about this team going into that season.
Agreed.
Hey, I want to clarify something. I'm not buying into the narrative.
I know you're not. I'm talking to
that people should be worried because I'm not worried. I'm just trying to look at it from this guy's point of view is all.
But I get it because you look at the team 12 months ago, they weren't hosting a Grey Cup that year. So it was, hey, we want to get in, we want to be competitive, we want to win a Grey Cup, but this is, hey, we want to win a Grey Cup at home, and if we're not in it, it's like we're going to be embarrassed.
Does that matter? Going,
it matters. Nobody wants to go buy tickets to go to their ballpark when their team's not playing. And to go to the Grey Cup, it's different because it's the Grey Cup, but we're going to be embarrassed if the Riders aren't in it. It's the fan base.
Don't you want to win every year? Like, as a fan, as a player, as a management, you want to win every season.
We didn't get to the Grey Cup this past year. We, the Riders, didn't get to the Grey Cup this past year. Lost to Winnipeg. And did we get better? Probably not, right? I mean, there was no big splashy free agent acquisitions. Right. There was no big improvement, but all you have to do from a real football perspective is understand that this team is young and growing and that Dickinson is growing his team. And naturally, they should be taking a step forward, which would be Grey Cup and which would be a chance to contend. But fans are impatient.
From the viewers, Jason Bisek in Red Deer writes in. He says, I'm going to say a goalpost is the only thing that stopped the Riders from winning the cup last year. No. Well, that's a pretty big upright. Sorry. As somebody said in the bunker here last week, that was the football gods going, nope, not today. We'll see what they say in 2020. Colin McNulty, who is from Ottawa, he's watching in Southern California today. He says, Sasky fans need to relax. You'll be fine. We in Ottawa are just hoping for a playoff spot, knowing we are not a top six team in the league. I say in Ottawa, they've had it pretty good for a long time, and I think they're going to be very good this year. They got the coach and the quarterback.
You can't discount, like, you can't just jump off of a ship or onto a ship in the CFL too quickly. Like, you just, like Dave said, you can go from 3-15 to being in a Grey Cup. You know, the Toronto Argonauts, they were horrible. And then win a Grey Cup.
By the way, Evan Dom watching from Canada West Football in Edmonton. Thanks for watching, Dahmer. He says, play calling, .. Referring, of course, to Stephen McAdoo, who quite frankly lost his job over play calling in that West Final last year. He's saying it's not the upright, it's play calling, and he's probably right.
I'd agree.
Irene Ostapowicz in Saskatoon's watching. She writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. And you can write us at any time at 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaaS telemobility dealer. She says, please don't replicate the view. Good morning.
Sorry.
Man, you're just a bundle of...
I can't get
in wrong with you.
Because I think I put on weight. And
I'm not saying that we're going to be the view. This is our 190th show. If we haven't become the view yet, we're not going to be the view. But the point is, when people ask me, what's your show all about? It's a bunch of people sitting around talking sports as opposed to people sitting around talking world events. And the view is mostly women, right? But we got Amanda Ruler is going to be with us coming up an hour or two. So we do defer to the fairer sex. I'm just trying to explain it. I mean, we used to get a lot. What are you? What is this show going to be? And I'm like, well, it's David Letterman meets SportsCenter meets, what did I say? The View.
David
I said
Letterman
The View, SportsCenter, Letterman, it's all kind of that. And I haven't had that question for months. And then Friday, we announced that we're going on Game Plus Network starting April 8th, live across the country. And people are now saying, what's this show?
It's almost like we got to do it all over again.
We are doing it all over again. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I didn't expect it.
Can you just explain it to him and say, we're kind of like Popeye. We is what we is. I am what I am.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
We will break, get to your comments and so forth. Touchdown Atlantic sold out. We haven't even talked about March Madness yet. Do you care? That's our daily poll today.
Oh.
Jets Oilers tonight. A lot to get to. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, welcome back to the show, everybody. We've had a first. We have sent Derek Myers to the penalty box, where he'll be serving a 20-minute major infraction. And I'm not sure if he's even going to get back. You go ahead.
Yeah. He's
out. He broke the microphone, kicking it. What happened to you today?
I don't know.
Somebody put something in your coffee?
I think so. I had this Caliber stuff. It got me fucked up.
He's going to sit there and feel shame, and judging by his red face, I can tell he feels shame.
Speaking of a 20-minute timeout in the penalty box, he's got to do it without his cell phone.
Ah! Oh. Let's go through it. Left his phone on the coffee table here. Just regarding the program and going to Game Plus television and my comparing it to The View, which it really gets people worked up when I compare it to The View every time. Have you noticed that? Can you put that comment up on the screen from Denise Woznesensky, Peter? It just slipped off. Here it is. Denise says, I don't turn into The View at work. I don't tune into The View at work, but I always tune in this show. Keep up the great work. I think daytime television is very underrated.
Yeah, I do too.
Who was Montel Williams? Who was Sally Jesse Raphael? Who was Oprah before daytime television?
Yeah.
And there's been nothing in Canadian sports in the morning forever.
Right. And now to be able to put it here.
Who was Phil Donahue. Sorry.
Yeah. No, continue. It's true. It's super interesting.
And who was Ricky Lake?
And then they're going to say, who was Rod Peterson?
Right.
No, they won't, because you built your career before that. But, you know, with social media, everybody's under the short, you know, bite-sized pieces of content, and anybody can create content and become viral, but we all have jobs, so you're creating it outside your jobs. Who's going to create that, you know, morning, daytime TV, social media thing? We are.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
I think it's very fun. Exciting. I would say, who was Geraldo Rivera? But he was a big deal before Geraldo. People are asking our thoughts on what the CFL will do. Hang on. What the CFL will do with the coronavirus. Boys and girls, I expect that it's going to be snuffed out by May. That's the word that I'm getting from government officials. Man, this panic is getting a little annoying. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen when? What's going to happen when? What's going to happen when? How about with what's being done now? Is that fair?
It's fair. It's fair.
People, guy wrote us yesterday from the Moncton Wildcats podcast, and I think it's a fair question. But he's like, are they going to cancel the Memorial Cup?
Yeah.
Because of coronavirus. I'm like, dude, that's 2 months away.
And
it's not spreading like wildfire. When they're quarantining people that have the virus, there's a reason for that. It's so it doesn't spread. Precautions are being taken. So to talk about what's going to happen in May, I think is a worthless conversation.
Mm-hmm. And they're not going to make that decision now anyway. I know people are making travel plans and whatnot, but they'll make that decision as last minute as possible. They'll wait as long as possible.
Sure.
Doesn't mean that they're going to shut down Western Hockey League playoffs and OHL playoffs and things like that. It's kind of almost has to be on a team-by-team basis. Are you comfortable going? And actually, it's funny that question was asked to me now because, you know, I've got family who had a cruise planned and somebody else had a trip planned. And, you know, there's, are we going? Are we not going? And some people have canceled it. And they're offering refunds or credits. They're offering credits to go at a later date. But it was asked because if people aren't traveling, the travel is going to be cheaper, right? It's going to be cheaper to go because nobody really wants to go and they want to fill the planes and go. If you got offered this cheap trip on a cruise or overseas, would you go?
I got an email from WestJet last night because I'm obviously a frequent WestJet traveler, and it said that all the precautions they're taking, which includes cleaning and sanitizing more thoroughly than they had. Not that I thought it was a problem before, but they're cleaning more thoroughly. And they said, if you have an international flight planned in the next 2 months, rethink it, right? And actually, we were planning to go to Phoenix in a couple weeks. I would say we've rethought it and probably aren't going to go. So these are all preventative measures. The thing that disturbs me the most, have you seen the government statements on how to prevent yourself from getting the coronavirus? Wash your hands with soap and water?
Yeah.
Like this is groundbreaking new tactics? But it's the truth. Go sit in a bathroom stall. And no, don't sit on it. Stand in a bathroom stall and just watch the amount of people that come through.
Yeah.
Perform a bodily function and leave.
I know.
It's like people are shocked that the majority of people don't wash their hands after performing bodily functions. Like, wow. By the way, do you have a comment on that before I move on? Do you?
I know. I'm
you're
good.
Just as disgusted as I am.
Well, I know. But then I think back to, you know, being in Houston on my hands and knees in that airport bathroom.
Puking
my guts out. Yeah. And the last thing on my mind was getting sick, more sick, or picking up a virus, right? But yeah, I washed my hands after that, though.
Everybody's chiming in. Everything is happening. John Kirby writes in. He says, thoughts on empty arenas in the NBA, NHL, MLB, WHL? The Blades game March 18th is bring your own toilet paper night. He's joking about that, isn't he?
If not, that'd be hilarious.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said there was going to be toilet paper stacked up on my desk today. You forgot. You got called for breakfast with Les and Phil, and you forgot. It's all good. What do I think about it? It's happened before. We all remember that. Was it not in Baltimore that they did that? Derek, you can come slide in. The penalty's over. They've killed off the power play.
On the fly.
There it is. The Derek Myers walk-on.
I don't touch anything here.
Okay. What you made? Just about broke it again.
I just about broke the chair this time.
What do I think about it? They're going to do what they have to do. What? Why was the reason in Baltimore? That was a virus, was it not? That was some sort of disease, was it not? And if you've looked at Orioles attendance over the last few years, you really couldn't tell the difference.
Well, that wasn't the shooter.
From Michael Gregory, he says, how long do we have to stand in the bathroom? Michael's watching in New Orleans. Watch for as long as it takes to realize that over 50% of people don't wash their hands when using the facilities. So maybe this is actually a good thing. Like a lot of tragedies, it wakes people up to what needs to happen in the future. Now, I'm done with coronavirus and pooping and bring your own toilet paper.
It was the riots
in
Baltimore in the wake of the violent disorder in the city after the funeral of Freddie Gray, 25-year-old black man who died after being injured while in police custody. So they were rioting like crazy, and so they...
Jason in Red Deer says, I've touched handrails in Vegas and survived, so I should be okay. Listen, don't taunt fate. It's why I wear rubber gloves in the gym every morning. I swear to God.
Wore your flip-flops.
I've contracted viruses in the gym. I wear rubber gloves at my doctor's orders. So listen, don't be running your tongue down the rail of the Vegas...
Escalator.
Like, don't taunt it, man.
The 2010.
Take precautions. You're the kind of guy that's going to get the virus and maybe die.
The 2010 Grey Cup. Leave it there.
Where was it? In Edmonton?
Yeah.
What happened there?
Birthday.
Whose birthday? Oh. Yeah, that didn't involve me, though. That didn't involve me. I watched a guy.
That is a meme waiting to happen, that reaction.
Whoa. Yeah. Well, it was a guy's birthday. We're not going to name him. And he climbed to the top of a stripper pole and slid his tongue all the way down the pole. And I know. And the bar manager, we were all there. It was our buddy, brought him out a shooter for doing that. And I said to the server, I hope that's turpentine.
That's exactly what you said.
As the Army guys say, I say a lot of times my misspent youth comes up, and the Army guy said, if that's how you spent your youth, you didn't misspend it. Can we go to Riders? How did this get so off the rails?
We can talk Riders because they were in the 2010 Grey Cup.
Right.
And it was a year they had a good
nice
team.
Nice segue. And, you're really working yourself back into our good graces.
I'm trying to.
He's playing guilty.
All the
playing guilty, yeah.
The Rider fans, we know they're all watching every day. And they're just waiting for us to talk about the Riders, and today we are. And it all just came because of one of our sponsors, quite frankly, said to us yesterday he's concerned about the Riders because they're not a super team. Anonymous texter writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, I want to agree that we have the quarterback, but he hasn't really won anything. It's anonymous texter on the Prairie Mobile text line. Well, the definition of faith is believing in something despite having no proof that it's there. You don't have to believe in Cody Fajardo, but I want to believe in Cody Fajardo. Everybody wants a guarantee. You said it best. You're just not going to get it.
It's not happening. You have to be okay taking on some risk if you want great reward. Nothing great comes easy. It doesn't. So if you want, you know, the greatness, if you want to win a Grey Cup, if you want to put yourself out there to do great things, then you have to assume some risk. You have to take a chance, right? What does it mean to jump off and, you know, just into a net? It's like the trapeze, right? Walking across a tightrope. It doesn't mean much to a fan when there's a net 5 feet below it.
And I mean, it's a cliche and it's an old saying. There's only two things in life that are certain, death and taxes. I mean, come on, folks. You're a sports fan. That's what makes sports great is the unpredictability.
That's all want the guarantee.
Vegas was built on it, boys and girls.
And chance. It feels so much better. Hope. When you come across and you win, right? When you cheat death across that tightrope and you get up to the other side, it feels so much better. You've accomplished something. But everybody wants to have it guaranteed and earmarked that we're going to win and we're going to be there. And I'm only buying a Grey Cup ticket if I know we're going to be there.
Ken in Saskatoon's watching. He writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line, you would never hear a stripper pole story on The View. Way to go. That's from Ken in Saskatoon. From Chad in Yorkton, What most people don't think about is that we signed most of our team from last year, and continuity year to year creates chemistry. Fajardo was tossing passes this offseason with some of his receivers already getting that chemistry.
Who is this guy?
Who's Chad from Yorkton.
Smart guy.
Listens every day.
And I applaud that.
Because they're having non-sanctioned workouts in the offseason?
What?
No. I'm joking. Continue. I'm
Although, was his first pass at the Rush game? Wasn't that the first time he had thrown in the offseason, I think he said?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, he is right. Continuity is a very key thing. The New England Patriots have been great for so long because they have continuity at the head coaching position. They have continuity at the quarterbacking position. You know, they do lose coordinators and things like that. But continuity is a massive thing. There's a reason Wally Bono was successful for a long time. Continuity. You know, I agree with him. And they're just getting started in that sense. You know, this is still just kind of out of the womb, this whole relationship. Cody Fajardo was just a starter this year, kind of by chance a little bit. Craig Dickinson, first time around as a head coach. Continuity is just beginning for this team. But yeah, I agree that they should, as you said, Dupes, take a step forward.
Mm-hmm. That's the progression
they should.
That they're moving
should
on.
Should be that's one why, and then two back, yeah, like the that, Oilers.
That's why we're all comfortable with where this team's at right now, right? And why we are, you know, believing in Craig Dickinson's plan and Jeremy O'Day's plan, that this team was really good. They didn't have to do anything but just make sure they got their pieces back, and I think they did that for the most part.
John Kirby in Edmonton's watching today. Edmonton, our third highest city for viewership, says, why does Edmonton's Rogers Place not let people in with cowbells and noisemakers, but other WHL arenas let them in? Well, John, we don't know. Ask them. From Chris Cooper in Southern Ontario. I'm excited to go to Touchdown Atlantic. I've got my tickets. Sadly, can't afford $900 a night for a hotel room in Regina, so we won't be going to Grey Cup. Maybe in the 90 seconds we have left in hour one, we can settle on that for a second.
Stay tuned. They're going to be opening more.
You need to make a choice now. Oh, man. Now we're getting into my favorite topic. It's sales in sports. It's marketing. Fans are now making a choice with their money. Maybe it's because of the economy that we're in right now. I'm not sure. I don't think teams realize you need to be out front pounding your chest. Spend money on me. Spend money on me. Campaigning for yourself. This $900 a night for a hotel room in Regina is obviously outrageous. Somehow they're getting away with it. It's not something that obviously affects me. I don't need a hotel room in Regina at Grey Cup of 2020, so I don't know. Is it, how wrong is it, do you think?
Well, I don't think it's wrong. It's business, right? I mean, it's supply and demand. But for me, and I would think you're in the same boat if you're coming in from out of town, we're guys who enjoy our windshield time. We're guys who aren't afraid to get in the car and drive. It's no big deal for us to drive to Saskatoon for a game and then turn around and come back. So, I mean, if I'm coming in from out of town, I'm staying in Weyburn. I'm staying even in Yorkton. Maybe Saskatoon, which is a little bit far, but I'm staying in those places.
Moose Jaw.
That's a long way to go after Ryderville.
Moose Jaw for sure, but I'm so much into this that I'm assuming Moose Jaw is sold out too. And it's for me, you get in the morning, you zip in an hour with your coffee, and you're listening to the morning radio, talking about the game and what's going on, listening to this show, zip into the city, do all your stuff, hit the mall, hit the coffee, hit whatever, and then hit the Grey Cup Festival all day and go home at the end of the night. Like, to me, Saskatchewan's so open, it's so accessible to get around the province, that to me it's no big deal.
I might rent out my basement for $500 a night.
Airbnb.
We'll make this like the barracks. We'll put the cots up.
Yeah.
This will be like
take out Paul's chair.
Parties every night.
When they have the emergency, you know, state of emergency, and they start filling places with cots while people lined out the.
Okay, so we need
huddle up in Saskatchewan
to break. Derek, are you staying an hour too?
Sure.
Amanda Ruler will join us. John Heaps writes in, look at the last comment on the Facebook wall. Pouring rain in Scottsdale.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Thank you for the weather report. Well, did we become the Weather Network?
Why not?
Right after
people
you were
listening all over the world.
Yeah. Amanda Ruler, next hour, and our NFL insider, Tori Gurley. We'll try to get this back on the rails. It's episode 190 of Canada's only live morning sports show. Rod Peterson Show continues after the break on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get the certified pre-owned 2019 Chevy Impala LT for only $21,511 plus tax. Or check out this certified pre-owned 2019 Buick Encore Preferred all-wheel drive. It's only $23,911 plus tax. Only for a limited time at Canada's number one GM certified pre-owned dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
A man's personality and character is exuded through his haircut. Your image is important. Our high-end services range from a traditional haircut and shave to gray blending, beard shaping, and unwanted hair removal. Located at 425 Victoria Avenue East, book your appointment online now at modernmen.ca or call Tammy 306-522-4111. Modern Men, a haircut for the modern man.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.